What's up, team? So today we're going to discuss a number of ways that you can increase the value of your offer from the, let's say, the back end of the pitch. Our goal here is to increase and improve the supply and demand curve. And there's a good, let's say, reference to this in, I think it was $100 million offers. Obviously one of Alex Hormozi's books, his first book. And there's a very good schematic, and it shows you how you can enhance the offer using scarcity, urgency, bonuses, guarantees, and then also how you name your offer. So an example would be scarcity, urgency, bonuses, guarantees. We're not the only persuasion tools being employed to get huge prices, in a fundraiser that Alex went to. There were other networking benefits, for example, consistency, status, pressure, goodwill. He basically talks about this time that he went to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house for a charity auction, and he talks through how that changed the way he looked at offers, just because of the way very successful and rich people view purchasing things. Now, I'm going to go through a few of the things that we have done for the Cover Model Executive, and a few of the things that we do with our clients, and we've done in some of our businesses before, to really break down how you can, practically put this into yours. So no matter what your offer is, let's focus on scarcity first. So obviously scarcity is, there's a difference in urgency and scarcity, right? So people use both terms often. Scarcity means that there's a short supply of. Urgency means that there's a rush to purchase. They're not the same. And very often people seem to get this confused. So scarcity, in other words, is the amount of units left or spaces available, okay? So, let me give you a real life example. So, there are many people who can solve problems, but how can you make 10K a month? If you were to ask yourself, okay, well, what if you had 1,000 spaces and people pay you $10? Well, then you're going to make 10K a month. Fine. On the flip side, you could say, I'm going to take one person on and coach them at the highest level, but I only have one space. And would one of those 1,000 people pay you 10K? It's very possible. And it obviously depends on the problem that you're solving. So how do you create scarcity? So my first advice is you pick an honest number. So for example, if your business or your coaching can only coach or deal with, let's say, 5 new people a month. Well, so if I ask you this, could you deal with 1,000 new clients today in terms of fulfillment and there not be an issue? The answer is no. Could you deal with 100? Probably not. Could you deal with 10 new clients today? Maybe at a push. Could you deal with 10 new clients today and every day indefinitely? So that's 300 new clients a month. No, you couldn't, right? So you need to pick a number that is true and honest that you cannot coach more than. So let's just say with one of our businesses, let's say if we had 5 new clients every day, that would be us at close to capacity. Like that wouldn't be easy. So if we go, okay, so let's say that's 25 a week, you could say we only take 25 people a week. Now, most of you listening to this wouldn't be able to handle 100 new clients a month, okay? So you need to pick a number that is probably the max that you can actually take on and say that you're only taking that many people on. And although that is true, it puts a limit to the number of people and it adds an element of scarcity. But there are 3 types of scarcity. So you've got limited supply or limited amount of seats. That's one. So you could say that there's a limited amount of spaces for our program. 2, there's a limited supply of the bonuses. Or 3, it will never be available again. These are 3 types of scarcity plays that you can use to try and encourage people to take action, right? So depending, so let me go through that again. So there's a limited supply of seats at any one time, there's a limited supply of bonuses, or you're never going to do that number again. Now, the goal is to pick an honest number, or else you can do, for example, you could say once you're out, and you're never going to do it again. But if you say that, you really need to stick to it. You know, like, for example, you know, I'm taking on 10 clients this month, and I'm giving them one-to-one accountability calls. And after these 10, I'm never going to be doing one-to-one accountability calls with clients ever again. So if you want this extra level of guidance, sign up now. Okay? So that's scarcity, because there's a short number or limited supply. Now, urgency is not the same. So urgency is there's a deadline. So generally speaking, again, there are different types of scarcity. So there's cohort-based rolling urgency, which basically means you're taking on a group of people and there is a date, and once it hits that date, your cohort will be starting. You could have, number two is rolling seasonal urgency. So you can say, hey, our promotion ends on such and such a date. Three, you could say pricing or bonus-based urgency. For example, it's for the next 15 people, it is this price. Okay, you could say an exploding opportunity. That's going to cause urgency, not necessarily on the back end of the urgency, but the front end, because, oh, this is a new thing. Okay, so that's essentially about putting a time delay in place. Now, that can be limited. So then, as you can see, scarcity and urgency can be interchangeable. Okay, so another way that you can enhance the offer is adding bonuses in. So an example here would be, generally when you want to add bonuses in, you want to add bonuses that are scalable in an ideal world, okay? Because when you start to add things into an offer at scale and it takes fulfillment, can become quite challenging. As soon as you start to add bonuses in that take fulfillment or cost time, they will also cost money and eats into your profit margin. Okay. What else? Enhance the offer. You can enhance your offer by adding a guarantee. This is something that, you know, maybe I could probably go through this in a separate episode, but we'll touch on it now. The different types of guarantees that you can use. So, there's conditional, unconditional, you can stack guarantees, anti-guarantees, implied guarantees. Let me give you an example. So an unconditional guarantee is, for whatever reason, under any circumstance, if you want your money back, just ask. Okay, that's unconditional. There's no conditions involved. A conditional guarantee would be, if you join our program and you do exactly what we say, or, you know, you jump up and down 5 times and you haven't made your money back, there's a condition to the guarantee, which means they need to do something. Okay. Now, there's also an anti-guarantee. So anti-guarantee is quite unique. It's actually when you say, as soon as you join, you will never be able to get your money back. And sometimes you can use that because of how valuable you assume or perceive, or get them to perceive that the thing that you're giving them is. An example would be, I'm going to show you the lotto numbers for this Saturday, but you need to pay me 10K. Well, as soon as I show you the lotto numbers, it's too late. You can never go back. So, you know, that would be an anti-guarantee. You would say there's no way you can get your money back, because as soon as I give you the stuff, then you have the stuff, and then it defeats the purpose of paying. Implied guarantees would be, you know, implied based on, let's say, them hitting a certain amount of revenue or a certain goal or any of these things. And the goal there is that that's implied based on them hitting a certain metric. Now, you can stack these guarantees too, right? You can stack these guarantees and layer them on top of one another, you know, refund guarantee, modify service guarantee, credit-based guarantee, release of service guarantee, first come, first serve guarantee. You know, you can start stacking all of these together. Again, this is just going to add a huge amount of value to your offer itself. And the final thing is how you name your program or your offer. One of the phrases that we use is called magic headline formula. So magnet. So it needs to be a magnetic reason. A for avatar, announce the avatar. G, goal, give them a goal. I, interval, indicate a time interval. And C, is a container. So a complete with a container word. So you use this, for example. So for example, free 88% off giveaway, 88% off spring, summer, back to school, grand opening, new management, new building, anniversary, Halloween, new year, etc., etc. So you need to give them a reason why. Okay. So again, that's magnet, avatar, goal, interval, container, magic. And, you know, putting that together allows you to, for example, pain-free, celebrity smile, first place, never out of breath, perfect product, grand slam offer, little black dress, double your profit, first client, high ticket, seven figure. That's the goal, right? So when you put this together, you start to get a strong, value-led offer that has urgency, scarcity, guarantees, bonuses, and then a great name. Now, what we did with, I'll give you an example with the Cover Model Executive when we scaled our B2B, our fitness business. We had, we didn't use all of these. Now, the Cover Model Executive, you know, it was executive health coaching. So the name was good. We had scarcity because when someone got on the call, we would tell them that we would encourage them to make a decision on the call because we need people that are committed. So there was urgency there. Scarcity was that there was only a small number of people that we could take on at that level. Bonuses, we had stacked bonuses of meetups and things that would happen if people took action on the call. And then our guarantee was that it was conditional. If they follow what we lay out and they haven't got a result within 30 days or seen an improvement within 30 days, then we will give them their money back. Now, I'm not saying that you guys should do exactly this, but what is useful for you to do is to break down how you can add urgency, how you can add scarcity, how you can add bonuses, how you can add a guarantee, and how you can improve the name of your offer so you can make more sales going forward. I hope that's useful. I know that's a little brain dump of ideas. And hopefully you'll go away. If you haven't, I would read $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi or have a look on Audible because he goes through kind of what I went through, but in a lot more detail.